And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. And we're here this morning talking about something that's fairly imminent that's coming up in the housing industry, the house financial industry, that I really wanted to make you all aware of. Now, I became aware of it because as I saw rates coming down and down and down, I called Harold about my house. And I said, Harold, what do you think? You think it's time? He said, yeah, let's do it. So we recently just completed a refinance that I'm very tickled about. Couldn't be any happier in the world.
Awesome.
But you kind of mentioned it to me. You know, it's a good thing you're doing it now because here in the very near future, this would have cost you another $1,500. That's the only reason I haven't seen this in the paper. I haven't seen this announced anywhere. The only way I knew about it is I got engaged in the process. How did the industry find out about it?
Well, we didn't know about it at first either. And so it was a Friday night. I got an email at about 7-8 o'clock at night that said, starting tomorrow, the agencies have announced a 0.5% fee for conventional refinances. And it was, and I don't think it was coincidental that the announcement came in the evening on a Friday going into the weekend, so that try to keep it out of the news. And our industry lost its mind.
How do you interrupt a mortgage man's weekend sleep more than by saying starting Monday morning you have to charge another $1,500 fee?
And it was immediately effective immediately, where this starts tomorrow. Fortunately, you know, it's our industry also has a very strong lobby, and the lobbyists were able to influence the agencies to delay the start of the adverse market fee, and that ended up getting delayed to December 1st. But from the bank end of it, with that just being dropped immediately like that, there was just billions of dollars on the table that would have just blown things up as far as refinances that were active at the time. So it was fortunate that the lobby was able to get that fee delayed.
Wow. Was this wrapped in somewhere hidden in the care package or the...
No.
Is this an independent legislation that had to go through by itself?
No, it's independent. Well, it's the FHFA, and so they're a little more independent. It's not anything that went through Congress or anything like that. They're a pseudo government private agency, and so they can just determine that they're going to add the fee.
Adverse market fee effective December 1st. If you're looking at refinancing or pulling out some of that equity, you were telling me a story of someone that opted to grab that equity now at 2.5% rather than go into higher education debt.
Great opportunity. They had the equity in their home, and they were looking at their options as far as taking student loans or refinancing and using the equity out of their home. They decided to refinance the home, take the equity out that way. The interest rates were lower than it would have been on the student loans.
A fraction.
And so with the amount of equity that they have in the property, they pulled out enough to do all 4 years of college rather than take student loans along the way and have the student loan debt afterwards.
What are you seeing refinance money being used for? Do you get into that with your customers?
We do. We have to get into why, what the motivation of the refinance is as part of the underwriting. And we've seen pretty much everything across the board. In most cases, just reducing the rate and reducing the payment. For a lot of people, just reducing the term of the loan, where rates are so low that they can take their 30-year loan down to a 15 and still lower the payment on top of it. So cut the term in half and still
lifetime,
have a lower
that
payment.
Saves you tens of thousands of dollars.
Over $100,000 in some cases, depending on how much you owe on the house. So it's immensely beneficial, especially if you plan to stay in your home long term. cashing out equity for new kitchen. Yeah. More than anything, cashing out equity for new workspace at home. Because as we've all discovered that working from home has caused us to realize our houses are maybe not set up to work from home. And so building offices, building different workspaces there.
And just as much as that, we see like in-law suite as well.
Oh yeah, Casita's a guest suite, a guest house. If your lot is large enough, and so there's across the gamut, we've seen every debt consolidation, a big one. We've seen people go from save thousands a month in just eliminating credit card debt by rolling it into the mortgage and just coming out of it debt free, except for the mortgage, which is amazing.
Yeah, the multi-generational has been a big movement now for about a decade, a much bigger movement than I've ever seen it before. But I'll tell you, you were talking about the home offices. That third bedroom, when that oldest kid's gone, that third bedroom isn't a Costco plastic table anymore.
No.
with a folding chair. It's turning into a full home office. Here at Rosie on the House, we'll be back with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group right after this.